Hey, and welcome to another show in the car with Wayne, driving with Wayne. So what are we doing today? We're going to teach this morning on how to use email. So I'm going to teach a group of about 15 to maybe 20 business owners how to use email marketing. Oh, isn't email dead, Wayne? No, how to use email marketing to reach their clients. And it's more important to recognize the power of an email address today, maybe not than ever before, but pretty close. And let me explain why. When email came out, of course, it was new. I remember literally the newness of it, the novelty of it. But I also remember sending someone, if there was such a thing as spam, I was guilty of it. I went out and I said, hey, this is the way to reach people in their homes, at their business, with my message. Let's go for it. And so I started pumping out material. And I still remember the email. I don't remember the guy's name, but I still remember the email. He wrote back and he was very upset. Some of you won't even believe this. Some of you won't remember this. True story. Please do not send me any more emails. I have, whatever his limit was a month, 100 emails, 200 emails, whatever he got a month. And after that, I paid 10 cents per email. So it's costing me to read your email, and it's costing me to reply back to you. And I thought, you've got to be kidding. I remember when text messages were, you would pay so much per text message. Now we can text to the end of the world. But the key is, there was a timing, the novelty, there was a price you paid for the novelty. There was a price you paid for the access. And what was really neat, what was really powerful, what was really just amazing in that, was it worked. And then people, of course, got bombarded and the spam laws came out and people stopped doing as much email and it kind of dwindled down. And people thought, well, this doesn't work anymore. We're not going to use it anymore. But somehow the big companies still use it. Oh, I don't get 80% open rates. I can get 70. Oh, I'm only getting 50. Oh, I'm only getting 10% open rates. You know what 10% open rate can do for your business? So let's talk about how to use email marketing. I'm going to give you maybe a 30-minute overview of what I'm teaching on about an hour here in a minute. You want to get, there's a point of an email. A point of an email is to stay in touch with your current customers. That's your clients that you have now. And potential clients. And you want to stay in front of them in most cases because why? They're going to be a point of reference. They're going to refer other people to you. Or they are going to be another client. I mean, they're going to do more business with you. And, and you're going to do referral business from them. So I'm actually going to teach this morning how to do a weekly newsletter. Now, some of you receive my newsletters much more often than that. I do a ministry newsletter. We do almost 7 days a week. We have a business newsletter. We have a real estate newsletter. It kind of depends on where you're at. The power of the newsletter, let's just take a weekly. Let's just pick a niche. It doesn't matter what you're coaching in, fitness coach. And once a week, I use fitness coaching a lot, but once a week, you're going to send a newsletter. It's going to have your banner. Extremely important, guys. Your banner, your name, your promise, your logo, your picture in the banner. They need to see you. They need a visual representation of you. Not just your logo, not just your name. You're a coach or consultant. They need to see you. There's something about frequency that builds trust. It's just a proven fact. So they want to see you. A short piece of content that's related to something in their world. Are you with me? And then last but not least, definitely not least, I want you to do one more thing. I want you to put a small call to action. Now, this is a weekly newsletter. It could be simple as visit our website, download our free report, give me a call, click on the calendar link to schedule a time for us, whatever your call to action is. So, and the point of this is something they can read in 2 or 3 minutes, a short article that you've written, a short video that you've made. If you're doing video, you may want to use something such as BombBomb and actually take that. So they can watch it, you can put the link inside, or maybe just record a video, place it on your YouTube channel, embed that YouTube link inside of the email so they can watch it. You just want to have people seeing you. If you're doing a podcast like this, take the podcast link, move it over into the email so when they read it, they can click on it. The power of email is so important because frequency. Frequency. I took a very small list that I tested just for this class today. We have 96 people on this list. 96, not even 100 people yet. We have 20 people open this email. Okay, so a little over 20% open rate over the last 3 weeks. It's a weekly newsletter. I can go in. I'm using AWeber. You can use ActiveCampaign, AWeber, MailChimp, whatever. I use AWeber on this account, and I can go in and I can see who opened the email. Now, this is really important, especially for you coaches that are just starting. You're just starting your list. Just start building up your list. Maybe you're a consultant. You're working with local business owners. What if you knew which business owner opened up your email? You send it out on a Wednesday or Thursday. I recommend Tuesday, Thursdays are the best days, but whatever day. You send it out. Give it 3 days. Or maybe even if you send it out, I sent these out on Wednesdays. On Wednesday, and then I went back on Monday morning. I can see who's opened it over the last, 4 days. And I can see who opened it over the last 4 days. And I can go in and say, okay, this guy has opened it 3 times. Now I need to pick up the phone. I need to send him a text message. I need to say, hey, I saw you read my last newsletter. It was talking about this. How can I help you? Can we grab coffee? This is if it's a local business. Okay, are you with me, guys? It takes the impersonal, makes it more personal. Another thing you can do with that wonderful email, and please tell me you're collecting emails. But another thing you can do with that wonderful email is actually take that email and place it into a Facebook, what we call a custom campaign. And so a custom campaign is you're going to take that email address, put it in the campaign, and then tell Facebook, I want to send this to everybody in this group. Give you an example. You're doing a 30-day challenge. You're doing a 30-day weight loss challenge. So you email people about the challenge. You can do two things. People that are already opening your email, maybe they've already signed up for your email, you don't have to place them into that campaign. Well, maybe you do. Maybe you place them in a campaign and you go, hey, this is what we're doing this week, and there's a video about it. And now you're spending just a few dollars a day and everybody on Facebook is seeing exactly what you're doing. Maybe the ones that haven't signed up, they didn't even open the email. Guess what? We're talking about 80 to 90% never open your email. But that's okay. We're not going to focus on the 80 to 90% that don't. We're going to focus on the 10 to 20 that do. Correct? However, the 80 to 90% that do not open your email, it shows they did not open. Take those email addresses, move them over to a Facebook custom campaign. Are you with me? The custom campaign, now they're going to see it when they're scrolling Facebook or Instagram. 30-day challenge. You can also take, depending on the size of your list. Now, this list of 96 people, we had 20 open. We had 76 did not open. I can take those 76 names. Takes a little bit of time, but I can send them a message one by one through Gmail, maybe from my personal account. There's also software, Limlist, Woodpecker, that will actually send it from your Gmail account, and you can set up to send out 50, 100, 200 a day, and it sends it out one at a time every 5, 8, 10 minutes, and it goes into your Gmail account and sends it out, and so it'll bypass a lot of the spam filters. You'll get more opens on that. The point is, an email address is so valuable. Went into a networking meeting last night. I walked out with 8 different email addresses. Had great conversations. All 6 of those 8, we have agreed to sit down and have a cup of coffee. We're going to talk about coaching. We're going to talk about how I can help them. We're going to look at their business. They're going to look at my business and see if we can help each other. But here's the beautiful part. Those email addresses are going today into two emails. One is just going to be a thank you. So glad I got to meet you. It was really cool. Every one of them is going to be personal. Every one of them is going to be me typing it out. I'm talking about their business, talking about the networking event. The second thing I'm going to do is place them in an email that's going to automatically send them out messages. And then from that, They said, they'll start getting these automated messages about me and coaching. And then they're going to go into a Facebook custom campaign. So now they're scrolling Facebook. Oh, there's Wayne. There's that gentleman I met at the L House. That was really cool. We had a great conversation. Are you with me, guys? Come on. So an email address is so much more important. And there's other things you can do with email address. But that's just let's start there. If you can get an email, you can be in front of them. You can retarget them on Facebook, Instagram. You can be in front of them, and we're going to go even deeper. You can be in front of them when they are, of course, on email. But you can also use different campaigns inside of Facebook, and you can be wherever they're at. Literally, they're scrolling their favorite sites, and there's a little ad that pop up on the right-hand side, whatever. There they are. I had somebody come to me the other day, said, Wayne, how did I get on Fox News? I'm on Fox News. But it wasn't Fox News all over the United States. It was Fox News for that email address of that person. So this person had seen them. This person had visited their site, would set up a pixel. I'm getting too deep. And now they're on Fox News, and they took a screenshot of it. They're like, yay! The point is, there is so many places as people go through the internet, we can be there where they're at. If you get the email address first. All right, guys, here's what I need you to do. Jump over to howtosellyourcoaching.com, howtosellyourcoaching.com. And as always, I want you to, if you're looking for help, you're ready to go to the next level, I am opening up a new case study. And this is something we only do periodically, but we are opening up a new case study. This will be for the month of April, for a new case study. So we're going to actually take three people, and we're going to get you to 10K a month. If you're not at 10K a month, you will be. That's our promise. That's what our system is designed to do, to get you 10K a month as a coach. So three people, if you would like to take 15, 20 minutes, get on the phone. Let's talk. If it's for you, great. If it's not, that's okay. No pressure, no obligation. Let's jump on the phone. Let's see if it is for you. Let's look. Let's do it. An audit of your business. See where you're at. What we need to do to get you where you want to be. So go to callwithwayne.com, callwithwayne.com. Schedule a time. Let's chat. I look forward to it. Make it a great day, guys.